Let's catch up with Charles Fay, our hidden history historian. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
I see in the Addy this morning there's a story that Greater Bendigo risks losing 157 slices of history if the state government fails to ratify a planning scheme amendment. This is in relation to the miners' cottages, which we have talked about before, and I know you've done walking tours of them. Must make your blood boil as an historian to see even the potential to lose something like this.
It does indeed. I mean, the miners' cottage, to me, is the heart of the sort of Bendigo story in the 19th century. I mean, the miners' cottage was the, I suppose, the structures that enabled the exploitation of the gold mines. It provided cheap housing very quickly for the migrants who poured into Bendigo in the 1870s.
Yeah. Who was behind building the cottages? Was it like the government, the council, or just individuals?
Basically, a bit of all three. Basically, what happened was that the Crown land by mining sites wasn't alienated for freehold, so miners were allowed to build on Crown land. Now, first of all, allowed to have a quarter of an acre, and eventually that was extended to a full acre from memory. And in the 1880s, they introduced a system that gave them security of tenure and almost all the benefits of freehold. So by the late 1880s, Bendigo probably had one of the highest levels of home ownership in the world, I suppose.
Wow. Council has ratified the push for this last night and voting to send paperwork to the planning minister. Now, they reckon the department would most likely launch public consultations before the minister makes any decisions. I mean, that's a load of bulltish, isn't it, really? You know, like, it's something so historical like that. Why can't the ministers just go, yep, for once put a little bit of greed aside and do something that retains our heritage?
Yeah, I mean, everybody sort of for maintaining the heritage of the, you know, the inner city with its grand buildings. But, you know, we forget that the people who built those buildings are being forgotten now. And if we lose these houses, we just lose the most important part of our heritage. And it is just greed. I mean, one of the unfortunate things about the sort of law is that they enabled these people to have rather large blocks in the 19th century. And unfortunately, developers just look at these as a way of making lots of money.
Yeah. What's the state of the cottages generally at the moment? And are they sort of open for tourism, or is it something that could be better developed as we go forward to capitalise on, you know, Bendigo already has a very strong tourism industry. Is this potentially more of it?
I mean, you could have you could do one up, for example, in the way that it would have looked when miners lived in the 19th century. I mean, you could have walking tours of the old mining areas. Mm. I mean, I think the council wants to sort of recognise the importance of Victoria Hill. Well, Victoria Hill just has no meaning if you don't protect the sort of miners' cottages around it. So when you sort of prepare, I suppose, tourist information in Victoria Hill, you could sort of work out walking tours of the houses around it.
Yeah. Yeah, look, let's hope that common sense prevails. And as I said, it's not a hard job for the minister. I mean, hell's bells. You know, like they put a development where Captain Cook's cottage is. I don't think so. And these things have, you know, in their own way, as much importance to our area as some of those things do have to theirs, don't they?
Well, they're actually real Australian. I mean, Captain Cook's cottage is just a fake, really.
Yeah, yeah. No, indeed. All right, well, fingers crossed. Thanks for joining us, as always, for Hidden History. And we'll talk again next week.
Okay, Mark, catch you.
Good on you. Charles Fay, Hidden History.